Day 21. We're getting close. It feels good. Yesterday was a really, really, really remarkable day, and there's almost too much to say for the preamble because it would be a ever-unfolding story of receiving healing for the areas that are blocking my joy, love, and peace, which is what we worked on yesterday and what came forward. And it was so remarkable. I'm kind of hoping, I wonder if there's a part two to this. but the universe just conspired greatly for me to take a good look at me yesterday. And as I was not really sitting very quietly in my 5 a.m. preamble time, because there was just so much flooding in, and I just need to express gratitude. channel came. I sat with an elder, two elders yesterday, but I have four women in my life right now that are, I consider to be my wise ones. And yesterday I went and sat with one of them and had a marvelous day of nurturing and wisdom speak. And during the course of that time, I was gifted with channel for myself and was able to receive some answers on one thing in particular. I'm kind of in this face the fear but do it anyway mode with these channels. So Spirit came through and gave me some wisdom and some guidance, and so I was able to sit a lot of times for myself personally. Yes, I can sit quietly and channel for myself. That's something that's come through over the course of the last year or so. I wasn't able to do it all the time, but it's a different place when somebody is standing with you, you know, standing in that faith and knowing as you're walking into something. So I was very grateful from my elder and her husband, Baba. He is going to work on a special project just for me. And that's always, you know, that's a great feeling of being loved, you know. It's really wonderful. I'm doing a class right now at the Center for Spiritual Living of Southern Nevada, and ended up being the center of love yesterday. We're sort of taking turns, and it's very organic, so things just sort of come up and then for somebody, and we spend time, and yesterday was my time, facing the fear and doing it anyway, you know, so I got a really wonderful second dose of it. I mean, it was really interesting, because I was able to say, nope, that's not what's scaring me, nope, that's not what's scaring me, oh, there it is, okay, oh, what was that sigh about, and just sort of being in the spotlight for a moment, but got really clear, about the maybe one or two things that could be blocking my harmonic frequencies of peace, love, and joy. So, very, very interesting day. Very grateful. And I'm making a note to self. I have this almost meditation where I stand in gratitude, and I'm going to do that after our session this morning. And then, so I was trying to organize all of my thoughts, and Spirit gave me this phrase for myself, so I'm going to pass it along. We'll see if this is part of what we'll talk about today. But yes, but how? Yes, but how? So it is another way of saying standing in my fear, but doing it anyway. Yes, but how? And the how is placing it into Mononi, a.k.a. Nyoko Nizi. Here we go. The how is placing it into the infinite creator. Yes. You know, the how is. So, are you standing, building, creating? Look at how many spiritual entrepreneurs and heart-centered entrepreneurs I've come across, and they're standing in their knowing, not their trust, their knowing that this thing they've been called to do is the right thing. But how? So yes, but how? That, so I made a note of that for myself, because when I'm going through the evolution and the change and the shift of fully stepping into my affluence as a spiritual channel, not just being a spiritual channel, but my affluence, and I didn't write it down, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to remember it. I am wealth. I am wealth. Flowing as a living personification of divine love, peace, and joy. That was the affirmation I received this morning. Isn't that wonderful? I am wealth, living as a divine personification of love, joy, and peace. I just changed it up a little bit, but there we go. Okay. So, that's it, without, you know, elongating the stories. Yes, but how? So, as we stand in any area of our lives, oh, there was one more thing, yep. As we stand in any area of our lives, standing firm, standing on that spiritual ground, standing on that divine knowing, where are your yes but hows? And then heal them. Put them into the creative intelligence and heal them. Okay? And the, oh, there was one more thing is, excuse me, I'm not certain how the chakra system has come up a few days ago, and it came up again this morning. There are 7 chakras. There's a page on my website. I can't remember where. I think it's under the Soul Inspired Tune-Up. And a page on my, or a section on my website. If you don't know about the chakra systems, you can find that there. And I'll put a link in the introduction on the blog today, so you'll have a direct link to go. These 7 energy centers, and there's more chakras than 7, but these are the most sort of popularized ones, and the vertical channel, yes, and so Spirit was also saying, put your yes, but hows into the chakra system for healing. If there's something blocking in your frequencies, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, the chakra system covers and has delegated areas for each chakra. So that's what I was saying the other day about money. You can actually put money into each area, each chakra, if you know what each chakra is, and come into some understanding about why your money stories, you know, why you may be blocked in the area of your finances when it comes to community giving or your family or survival. Why do you come in? Why are you having issues with money as far as being in love as you use money? Being generous and abundant, having that mindset. That would be the 4th chakra. Are you out of power? Do you feel like your money is just, You're not in power. You're just, it's either just flowing through and you have no control over what you're doing with your money, or you're not taking a stand as far as what the benefits, the goals, and using money as a tool. Yes, as opposed to having money as a point of ego building. Okay. So there's other chakras. There's sixth chakra, your intuitive knowing about money, and then your divine use of money, seventh chakra. So there's a whole thing that we can do with money, but there's also, Spirit was reminding me, when you're in your yes, but how, to put it into the chakra system. So that's sort of an exercise I'll be doing probably later today, but it's just something to know that you can be in power about your clearing of any issue in your life that may be stopping or blocking the alignment of being purely in the sanctity of love, joy, and peace. And we're talking about love, joy, and peace, and I don't know why freedom hasn't come up yet. It usually in my life, in my personal work, is love, joy, peace, and freedom. And freedom hasn't peaked in yet, so I'm waiting for that. So if these sacred seeds are the smallest spiritual denominator for everything, then I thought that was beautiful yesterday. Yes, it makes sense to be in a vibratory awareness of where we are at as far as being freely, I like that, freely clear that the channels are moving through, the energetic fields are showing up in your life, fully functioning, vibrant. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with was, from the preamble this morning, was this idea of full spectrum joy, full spectrum love, full spectrum peace. They showed me a rainbow, and the last rainbow I've seen was so low to the ground, it was almost like we were driving into it. And I was with a friend, and we were excited. I'm going to speak for myself. I don't think I've ever seen a rainbow and went, oh, there's a rainbow. It's always like, oh, look at the rainbow. There's this delight about being, you know, seeing this rainbow, right? And this last rainbow we saw was, it was a magical day. And we had seen a couple of animal totems. One very unusual, beautiful male pheasant had popped up out of nowhere in this neighborhood, residential neighborhood. And we saw a wild male pheasant. And just one of those days where you're just sort of moving through the golden glow. I mean, it was just wonderful. And we were driving somewhere, and there was this rainbow. And this rainbow was literally, you know, when you talk about seeing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, I mean, that's how low this rainbow was to the ground. And we were kind of driving into it. And Spirit gave me that vision this morning about being delighted, just being delighted to be living a full spectrum of joy, peace, and love. So that is the preamble for the morning. Let's see where they're going to take us. And I love you. I just love you. Thank you for being here. And namaste.
Delight, 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 delight. Ooh, we love that word. Delight, 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 delight. Full spectrum vibrancy. Full spectrum vibrancy. Yoko yake na, yako ni ie na. Nani yoshiki yoko na. Yoko ni eke nanan yoko ieski okona. Yo yoko eke nan ieski yoko naniena.
One of the things that is occurring, and I don't know if you've been listening every day in Onieke, or just sort of picking up days as you go along, you know, as you're able to. But there is this unfolding of the stories, and Yoshiko na Onieke na, and the Noniena, we would say methodology. And that sounds like such a almost methodical process kind of word. So, Onono ieske na noni yoko ieke na yoko na iena. It's almost like looking for miracle signs and wonders in everything. We've talked about that, but it's the living of this. Onono yoshiko na, and the interplay and interaction. Onono ieske na nani yoko. So when Mercedes spends that hour, and we're not saying that it takes an hour, this is a special Onono ieske na circumstance and Onono ieske teaching environment and learning environment. Onono yoko ieke na, that Onono ieske na, part of the reason we put her in this process is this is for her as well. However, Yoshiki yokona iena yokoniena, the looking at your day or the unfoldment of your living, anani yeshkena anani yoko, can be quite entertaining. Anani yoko, if you keep the delight in it, yeshkona iena. So, a lot of drudgery is present in the frequencies. Drudgery of your spiritual practice. Drudgery of having to do a spiritual practice. Drudgery around what results are you seeing. Drudgery. Enoni ieske na, very sluggish. Enoni ieke na, anani yoko. So, the keeping the aspect of being delighted. Enoni ieske na, yoko na. There's moments yesterday, especially in class, where this yoki ieke na, matter of fact, there was one big, long, heavy sigh that the teacher picked up on. And Onono ieske na, what was that about? Wow. It's like I've been slugging through this spiritual walk. You know, Onono ieske na. Quicksand, you know, like barely could lift up my feet. Yes, you know. Onono ieske na. Wanting to be. So when a result comes, it's almost thrown away because it's like everything you had to do to get there. Onono ieske na, walking through the sludge. Anani yoko, and the drudgery, yokona, of your spiritual practice. Anani ieske na, anani yoko, iena. So, are you doing that? How do you feel? Onono ieske na. Sometimes, at the end of the revelation, so the example is Mercedes is a marketing executive, and then Mercedes now is a spiritual channel, and not wanting to release the marketing executive because that's a safe place. That's the place where she was earning her living very well, financially secure, in her mind, in the material things, And Anoniyosh Kona Yekena, on the other hand, here we have the work of becoming, and we say becoming, becoming a spiritual channel. And Anoniyosh Kona Yekena, working every day in some way. Anoniyosh Kona Yekena, and moving into a mindset of livelihood, yes? The walk is not always vibrant. The shoulders get heavy with the burden of living. The stomach gets congested with the fear of the unknown. The feet get stubborn and not want to move forward, and if possible, would run back to the past. It is our hope, Iokona. It is our joy, actually, that Anoniyoshke, this body of wisdom, is flowing at this time. Anoniyoshke na, because as you understand your full divine magnificence as a unique aspect, as an individualized aspect of the ocean of the infinite all, then Anoniyoshke Iokona vibrancy can return to that which has been sludge and drudge during this spiritual walk, Anoniyoshkena. Not everything in life is fun. We are not saying that, Anoniyoshkena. But there's such delight and jubilation of a discovery of self, yes? Mm-hmm. And when you have this jubilation and vibrancy, Yoshkona Miyekena, the learning stays with you. And you don't just throw it away because Ananayoko, you've accomplished or you've had another realization. Ononiyeshkena, the lightness of the vibration. Ananayoko Yeke, the joy, Yeke na Ananayoko, is important for you to retain, Iokona, the vibratory frequencies of that which you have learned, expanded, and evolved into, Iokona Iena. So, it's not a matter of saying, oh, I'm going to be joyful about this, Ieke da da Iyoko. It is about actually being joyful. You know, no Ieke na. That is worth saying again. It is not about saying that I am going to be joyful about my spiritual journey. It is about actually being joyful on your spiritual evolution. We are here. We are Anoniyoshkena. Somebody had made a comment about the quiet sometimes. And Anoniyoshkena, we are taking this into consideration. Anoniyoshko, sometimes it's a matter of catching. Mercedes has always said, I'm catching the wave. I'm catching the next wave of information. So, just a note. We'll try to breathe heavier so you'll know I'm still here. So, Unoniyeshkena, Nieke no Noyoko, Ieke na na Nieke na. That is almost it for today. Anoniyoshko, Yako Ikena. Oh. There was that sentence, yes. Mercedes is nudging us a little bit. What was it? Oh, yes, but. The yes, but. I am, yes, but. Oh, I am, yes, but how? We had to get a remembering on that. Yes, but how? Yes, but how? Yes, but how? Yes, that almost escaped us. Yes, but how? So, yes, I am a spiritual channel. But I'm afraid that I might not make a living being a spiritual channel. So how am I going to live? That is Mercedes. Yes. How am I going to live? So, yes, but how? So that is an example. Yes, I am doing X, Y, and Z. But I'm facing these things. How am I going to overcome these things? Yes? Does that make sense? Okay. Yes, but how? Or I am, but how? I am, but how? Okay. Well, connecting it back into the vibrancy, what we are finding is that many people are standing in on their platform, their spiritual platform, and living or existing or evolving into their heart, that thing that has been placed into their heart, and now they are moving forward, and they're saying yes, face the fear, but do it anyway, so they're doing anyway, so yes, I am, or yes, I am doing, okay, but this, okay? And then how? The same principles and techniques that we have been speaking on apply in this case. And what we are going to be, what we are instructing Mercedes to do specifically, so so we would say maybe you would like to try this too, is to actually write down, yes, but how. And see it, as a tangible, real frequency. So often, the yes, but how lies in a different spectrum, place in the spectrum of the subtle frequencies. So what occurs is that you are not fully actualizing the yes, I am, with full spectrum vibrancy, of joy, peace, love, and happiness, and you can't figure out why. Why isn't this working? Why isn't, so there is a but how in there somewhere. Or but why? But is the bridge between the block and the actualization. So, Yeshkona, we say yes, but how as an example. But yes, but when? Yes, but why? Yes, but what? Yes, but. And then you go into a mode of figuring it out. Okay, Yoshkona Niena. So, can you see where the seeding of the but how, but why, but Zonieshkena Nieko, Ednieko Niena, actually seeding these into the creative, into the creator, into the creative intelligence, into the creative source. We'll use that word for now. The label source, creative source. And the source is the answer for the buts. But how, but why, but when, but, right? Onononiyeshkena. In this case, you're planting in the question to receive the answer. That is really the, you don't have the answer to something, and you want to seed it into the intelligence so that you can get an intelligent answer back. Yes? Okay. Now, also, intelligent answer, intelligent collaboration, intelligent conspiracy with source. Yes, I like that one. That's delicious. Anoni yeshkona yena. Okay, so anani yoshkona yanani yoko. So I am standing as a fully functioning channel for the divine intelligence, eternal infinite. Anoni yeshke, but blah 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 blah. Okay, we're not going to continue to affirm her negative. Anoni yeshke na. So, in the preamble this morning, Anani Yeshkena, the part of the answer was, Yoko Niena, I am a wealthy personification of Anani Yeshkena, I can't remember. Hold on. I'm kind of in the middle of it. This is an example. We're half in, half Mercedes, half channel. So I have to just settle for a moment. Anoni yeshkona niyeke na nanoyoko okona. There we go. Okay. So, there was a bubbling up for Mercedes of a Nanayoko statement, and I am Onononi Yeshke from source that will assist in facilitating her Ananiyake shift or transformation of the butt and Ononiyake dissolving the frequency of the butt. Okay. Ananiyoko Iena. So, Ieke Nananiyoko, sometimes it happens that way, yes? Sometimes it happens like Ananiyoko, here is the butt, but here is the, you know, Ananiyake, here's a great way of explaining it. Two sides of the same coin. So, on the one side of the coin, there's the butt, and on the other side of the coin, Ieke, there is the I am, yes? Ananiyeshke na. So, for the butt, there has to be, this is application of law, for the but, there has to be an opposite. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For everything, there's an equal and opposite other thing. Yes? Okay. So, Ananiyeke, for that but, there is the opposite other thing. Yes? And that is maybe unseen to you and in the unknown to you. And that's the point we are trying to make. So what you want to have is the opposite of that, but to become visible to you so that you will come into either a solution or a mindset or an emotional shift, Ananiyoko Ieke na, that will allow your existence, your vibrancy, to come fully into full spectrum. Does that make sense? Yes? So there is a but. We want the opposite of the but. That is what you are requesting. I want the opposite of this but. I want the solution for this but. I want the polar opposite of this but. I want Unoni Ieshke na Naniyoko. I desire to have the frequency Ananiyoko of the balance. I desire to have the harmonic frequency that will align me into the I am. Fully. Full spectrum vibrancy. Anoni Yeshkena. That is our phrase for today. Full I am. Full spectrum vibrancy of the divine. I am the living personification of the full spectrum vibrancy of the divine.
all colors, all shades, all hues, all brilliance, all radiance. Iokona, I am radiant light. I am the full spectrum vibrancy of wealth. I am the full spectrum vibrancy of affluence. I am the full spectrum vibrancy of joy. I am the full spectrum vibrancy of love. I am the full spectrum vibrancy of peace. Yes? Yes. Yes. Onono ni ieshike na anani ieke na nani yoko. So, Mercedes, I am the full spectrum vibrancy of a spiritual channel. Onono ieke, full spectrum vibrancy, all shades and colors and hues. Ieshko na nani ieke na. Yonone ieke na nani yoko. Full spectrum. Okonegena. Yonone ieshke na. We had talked about this being a study in some ways of nani yoshko, understanding the law of polarity. Yonone ieshke na. It is a real frequency to the butt frequency, and we'll put it that way. The butt frequency is a real frequency. Onono ieshke na. It exists on some level. Ioshko na ieke na nani yoko. Anani yoko. However, the polar opposite also exists. So you can apply this Yokona, Iakena, because we are really talking about how you can be in power to shift, change, move, transform. Yes? Onone Ieshkena, Nani Yoko. So when you're looking at when you're facing something that is not as you would want in your life, Yokona, Niekena, you can bring yourself to what is the opposite of this. You may be in the sludge and the drudgery of it. Yes. And you can feel the heaviness of it. Yes. Onono ni yeshke na. One of the ways that you can lighten the load, onono ni yeshke, is applying the law of polarity or understanding the law of polarity and saying, what is the opposite of this? You may not even know Iokona as far as it being a qualitative, quantitative description. But if you have the feeling of heaviness, how do I move myself into the feeling of lightness? If you have the feeling of I can't see the end of the tunnel, how can I see the light? When you can't, there is all, do you understand what we're saying? Onono ieshke na anani yoko. And most of the time, we will not say all of the time, but we will say most of the time, onono ieke, it is understanding this law where the lesson and gift lies. That is the balance point. Onono ieshke na. So you can move through the nyoko circumstance or the lesson or the gift, move into the gift, much quicker if you understand this. Onono ieshke na. There is no limitation. It is limitless. There is no casing. There is no, you don't come into your life with so many Anoniyoko applications of the law. Anoniyake. And there is nothing that you can do that would not be applicable to the law. Anani yeshko na. Okay? There is no limitations on what you can place into the law. There's no definition. There's no glossary of terms, and that term isn't in there, so I can't put it into the law. Does not exist. That, to just wipe it out. What we were finding is that humanity, is not putting into the law everything that is possible to put into the law and the circumstances in their lives. So there is some sort of selective
what do you call that? When people don't evolve, or, you know, evolution, the survival of the strongest or the fittest, or some such nonsense. But Oni Eshkena. We say it's nonsensical because Niokona Iekena Iekena na Nioko. Rationality can become limiting. Irrationality is expanding. We're just sort of walking down these interesting paths this morning. So, rationality, so you rationalize yourself out of applying the law, you know, naniyeshkena, or thinking, or not thinking, naniyeke, that the law can be applied in every circumstance. And we would even say that this is unconscious. You're not consciously doing this. You're not consciously saying, oh, I can't put the law over here, or I can't. You're just not applying it. You're just not using it. So you've rationalized yourself in some way, subconsciously, into not applying law into every circumstance of your life. Anona Yeshkena, and we would even say in the moment, Mercedes added that little piece, in the moment, Anona Yeshkena. So you show up every day and you do your work and you apply things into your work. Yes. In that moment, in that 10 minutes or 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, you apply the law, you set the stage for your day, and that is a marvelous thing. And then in the moment, are you applying the law to every circumstance, or are you rationalizing it with the but how, but when, but why? Or Anona Yeshke, are you using your time? Yeah, your time, your valuable time. Anona Yeshke na. And then when you come out of your valuable time of application and of study and of love of self, of sitting with spirit, with source, and then walking out of that space in accepting and picking up the drudgery and the sludgery and not seeing the rainbow. Onono Nieshke, just sort of picking up where you left off. Yes? Okay. So these are things to apply into law. And you have as many unique, individualized, magnificent aspects of God represented through humanity and their creative intelligence there are the amount of solutions, joy, answers, I ams, it's really quite marvelous to think about. You don't have to see the known. You do not have to see in every moment that which you are seeking. Anono Nieshkena. You just have to expect and accept and receive and see completion. Anono Nieshkena. And so, one more time to repeat, when you cannot see the way out of the but, seek to visualize or conceptualize the opposite. Anona Yekena. And if you can't do that, seed it into the unknown as that which you're seeking to know. Pull it into the unknown, push it out into the known. Maybe that was opposite. Onone yeshke. Push it into the unknown. Pull it out. Into the known. Yokona. In any way, flow. Circulate. Yes? Okay. Anonani yeshke na, anonani yoko yena. Full spectrum, vibrancy, brilliance, magnificent. Full spectrum. Full spectrum. The delight of seeing a rainbow. The delight of seeing the I am. The delight of being the I am. Being love. Being joy. Being peace, being a spiritual channel, being a brilliant spiritual entrepreneur, being a brilliant voice of wisdom, being brilliant, being the frequency of your unique aspect of magnificence. Anono ni eshke na nani yoko. So, let's just breathe in for a moment and take a long exhalation. Breathing in and exhaling. Anono na ieshke na ioko ieke na ioko na iena. Mercedes is questioning if she's getting this translation correctly. It is for very selfish reasons and almost purely selfish reasons that we anono na ioko iena state this case. Onono ni yeshke to you. Yonono ni yeshke. Could you just imagine onono ni yeshke na if there is a huge shift in humanity that understands vibrancy? Yonono ni yeshke na. Could you imagine what would happen in the collective consciousness, ioko na, of humanity, of the universe, ioko ni yena, if there was this huge shift, and masses of people understood their vibrancy, yoko na nieke na, and then their ability to radiate it out, nieshke na, nieshki ie na nani yoko. So when you feel heaviness in any part of your living, onono ni yeshke na iyoko na, apply the law of polarity. Ieke na 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 ni yoko. Cause and effect is a superstar. Ni yoko, what have I attracted and how am I going to shift it? Iyoko ni yeke na. But when you're stuck and you don't understand something, apply the law of polarity. Onono ni yeshke na na ni yoko. And even if you just say, I can't see why I'm in this circumstance, and I apply into the law of polarity the solution, bring it forth. That's delicious. Full spectrum vibrancy. Onono ni yeshke na na ni yoko. Iiki no no yoko iye na aha no ni yoko iyeke na. It is just delight. It is just delight. Yoko na na ni yeke. It is just delight. That is the word for the day. Delight. Onono ni yeshke na. Of light. It is of light. Delight. It is of light. Onono ni eshke na. Onono ni eshke na. Ioko na. So, now. I am, but how? Onono ni eshke. Apply the law of polarity.
If you don't know the how, know that the how has an opposite, and that opposite is flowing into you right here and right now, Yoshkona. The answer. If there is a question, there is an answer. Ono no ni yeshkena. Quite delicious. We are looking forward to this influx and inflow of light, vibrancy, and delight into the infinite. Into the consciousness. Into the consciousness we go. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we bid you adieu. This is just delicious. Thank you.